Blog Talk Radio.
He promised me he will
Good morning, good morning. It is Monday, July the 11th, 2022. God bless you. And I am Sister Faye, coming from Psalms 106, verses 7 through 9, through the Message Bible I read. After our prayer, parents left Egypt, they took your wonders for granted. Forgot your great and wonderful love. They were barely beyond the Red Sea when they defiled the high God, the very place he saved them, the place he revealed his amazing power. He rebuked the Red Sea so that it dried up on the spot. He paraded them right through. No one so much as got wet feet. Psalms 106, verses 7 through 9, the Message Bible. Have there been times in life when amid a crisis you prayed for God to help you, and then when he did something amazing to lift you up out of trouble, you soon forgot all about it? That's what happened to the Israelites. Time after time, God delivered them from some opposing force by performing a miracle. But then, as time went by, his people forgot about it. Instead of taking comfort, courage, and confidence from all those past life-saving experiences, the Israelites focused on the next obstacle, the next problem that was before them. It sound familiar? Today, look back over your own life. Consider how many times God saved you from despair and difficulty. Make a list of all he has done for you and take comfort, courage, and confidence he will do so again, no matter what lies before, beside, or behind you. That is my word of encouragement for today, July the 11th, 2022, my words of encouragement. Thank you, Lord, for continuing saving me. Help me take comfort, courage, and confidence from all you have done for me. In Jesus' name I pray and trust. Amen. And this was talking about the people of Moses. When he took them through the Red Sea, when he parted the Red Sea, that was, he was showing them what God can do. And the plagues. And then he brought them the Ten Commandments. And when they were disobedient, he dealt with those that were disobedient. I'm going to say, stay in the Word of God and think back of what God has done for you in your life. I know what God has done for me in my life, and I'm forever grateful. Whew, continuing in his Word. Please stay faithful. Please continually be saved. Stay in God's Word. and have a blessed and wonderful Monday, and hope your week be a God-filled week. Tell someone you love them and tell them about the word of God. God bless you. I have another word of encouragement on Wednesday. God bless you, and I love you, and may God keep you. Amen. Amen.